In Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, God writes, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." So God explains to us that whosoever is not found written in his book of life, that person's soul will be cast into hell, into the lake of fire, eternally as a punishment for their sins. And God gives us a list of sins that condemn people to the second death in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, where the Bible reads, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So God here giving us a list of sins, some of which are extremely bad, but I want you to note the final sin he mentions. He mentions all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And we've all lied at least once. And in James chapter 2, verse 10, God writes, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." So God is holy, God is just, he is perfect. And one lie is enough to condemn us to the second death. But God is love, he loves us. He's not willing that any should perish and all should come to repentance. Repentance in the Bible specifically means to turn from something. And in this case, to turn from our dead works and unbelief of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to belief in and on the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible reads, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God explaining to us that we have a Savior found only in his Son, Jesus Christ. And going back to Romans 6:23, where the Bible reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." I want to focus on the second portion of that scripture now. "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So the Lord here is explaining that the gift of salvation, eternal life, is through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.